This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Shirley Hanks. She's coordinator of the Bunker Hill Kiwanis Charity Fashion Show, and welcome to the show, Shirley.
Thank you.
Shirley, we're going to discuss today the Bunker Hill Kiwanis Charity Fashion Show. It's a fundraising event that this year will help out Autism Speaks. And before we get into specifics of the fashion show, let's talk a little bit about the mission of Kiwanis.
The Kiwanis mission is to help the children of the world, both internationally and locally. And our club, we give a scholarship to the students here in Bunker Hill, and I know other Kiwanis clubs in different areas do the same. But our main purpose is to help children, and we donate money for other children's organizations like 4-H, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, you know, and different things like that.
Now, on April the 5th, you have the fashion show. It will be held in Alton at the Holiday Inn, and we'll let you talk a little bit about the fashion show, what you've got planned, what's going to happen, and some of those items.
The fashion show, like you said, is April 5th. It's from 11 to 2. We have planned is we will have people come in, and we have different baskets. We have a local lady that made a beautiful quilt, and we will raffle them off. We will sell tickets, and people can put their tickets in whatever thing they would like to get out of these tickets. And we also have a speaker for Autism Speaks that will speak to the ladies while they're having their luncheon and that. And then we will have the fashion show. And the fashion show entails several stores. We have Mr. Anthony's that's in Edwardsville and Glick's, also from Edwardsville. We have Cato's, Maurice's, and Christopher Banks that are in the Alton area. And Kohl's is also participating. They may not be models, but they're participating in our fashion show in some way. We also, in Macoupin County and Carlinville, we have Main Street Bridal. This is the first year that we have a bridal, and we are very excited because a lot of especially in the spring, people are starting to think about weddings and stuff, and spring weddings or even winter weddings, you know. So we're excited about having them on board with us.
If you could tell us a little bit, is it geared for the young, middle-aged, or is it for all age groups? How does that go?
Any age, because I'm one of the models, so I'm definitely in the upper age, and I'm a mother of the bride. And we're also having men this year. Last year we had just a couple, but this year we're having men and young boys in our fashion show. So we're including everyone in our fashion show, not just young girls or older girls, everyone that are involved in fashion.
As far as the fashion show, it is a fundraiser for this year anyway, Autism Speaks. And if you could talk a little bit your involvement with helping out in the Autism Speaks.
Okay, we decided about Autism Speaks because we have a member that has a son that has autism, and we wanted to be able to help him. And he's very much involved with that. And I looked up a little bit about autism. It deals, a lot of autism is mostly with boys rather than girls. The estimate is 1 out of 54 boys get autism, and 1 out of 252 girls is diagnosed with autism. Also, it's mostly in early, they discover autism in their early years between 2 and 3. And Autism Speaks tries to get early access to this disease that they have.
And Autism Speak, it's in general a organization that deals with this, like, throughout the United States?
Worldwide they do it. But with our autism, with our if we are designating the money locally for people in the St. Louis, Illinois area, mostly Illinois, but we're doing in the Metro East area.
Your fashion show and luncheon will run from 11 until 2 on April the 5th, and people should note that you need to get your tickets before the event. They can't be obtained at the door, and if you want to talk about obtaining tickets, who you can get them from, and so forth, we'll let you do that.
Okay. We have several of our Kiwanis members that have tickets. They can call me. My number is 618-585-3394. And also, Joan Manchel, her number is 618-278-4352. And also Rhonda Lucas, 618-520-6521. And we should be able to get tickets to you. We have got several people that are going around to talking to people that would like to have tickets. So, but those are the three people that you can contact to get tickets.
And the deadline to obtain your ticket is?
The deadline is trying to be March 25th, and the reason that is because I have to pay for the food ahead of time, and we can't have people come to the door and try a lot of people to come to the door and retain tickets at that time.
If people would need more information, is there a place they can go to find those items out?
The Gazette News also, they can show you more information. We have flyers everywhere, the bank and that. They have flyers and stuff. We're holding on. We don't want to have too many tickets out there and not know where they're located. So, and different Kiwanis clubs have tickets. Maryville and Alton and Wood River, they have tickets available if you need to call them too.
Shirley Hanks, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Okay, thank you very much, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.